This episode is brought to you by 3Chi. 3Chi, it rhymes, is the industry leader in Delta 8 THC products. Delta 8 is a federally legal version of THC and is a more functional alternative to marijuana. It gives you an amazing buzz and great body feel, but with a clearer head and less anxiety and paranoia. Go to 3Chi.com, the number 3CHI.com, to shop for Delta 8 edibles like cookies and gummies, or to shop for vapes, tinctures, and oils that can be used to make your own homemade edibles. Use code GUNS21, G-U-N-S-21, at checkout and receive 5% off your order. Must be 21 to purchase.
Listen up, crew. If you live anywhere within a reasonable driving distance of Des Moines, Iowa, then I suggest you change your plans for this weekend and go see my brother Sean Latham live at the Des Moines Funny Bone. Tickets are available now. There is a link on the website, GunsBlazingPodcast.com. Now, let's get to it.
Some years ago, a crack commando comedy unit were given jobs above their pay grade. These men promptly were put on leave and escaped to an underground podcast stackade in an unknown location. Today, still unwanted by big media, they survive as comics of fortune. If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and you can find them, you can listen to Guns Blazing.
Ding dong.
Hello?
Hello. Is my mommy in there? Are you Uncle Todd?
No, your mom's not here. She was here earlier. She stopped by, and then I think she said she had to go to her friend's house.
Okay. If she comes back, can you tell her her little son is here and I just hope that she's not cheating on daddy?
No. She came in here earlier and she had forgotten. She couldn't find her clothes. So she came over here and she was naked.
Oh.
And she couldn't find her clothes. And I said, I don't know, maybe they're next door. She went over there.
Uh-huh. Okay, because sometimes she does that. And I just, you know, and I heard about your reputation with people's moms. It's gotten out in the third grade that, you know, to be wary because everybody's moms supposedly stops over here a lot, and we're just worried.
No, that's just a rumor, buddy. I have like a club. It's just called Todd for Moms, and they come over and they just talk about like how great it is to be a mom and how awesome their kids are, like you. And then we pop popcorn and, you know, maybe a glass of wine. And sometimes they spend the night. But you know, that's just because I don't want them driving.
Yeah, because sometimes it's my mommy said it's not safe to drive at night sometimes.
Right.
So she spends the night, she says, at her group house.
Yeah, that's all that's going on. It's just popcorn, a little bit of wine. We watch old reruns of Friends. That's it.
Mark!
I gotta go. That's my daddy.
Okay, tell your dad hi for me, by the way.
Bye! What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Guns Blazing Podcast. I'm Sean. That's Todd. We're welcome for that little skit. We open with a little skit for you guys. We're doing skits now, guys.
Come on.
We're doing skits now.
We're fresh off a coffee sesh. We had a bunch of stuff to do last night. Sean had a live cook along. We didn't record last night as scheduled, so we're doing it today. So you're going to get this early afternoon. Just changing it up a little bit. You know what?
Yeah,
same day service, though.
That was the same voice I used when I was the little kid that fell in the fucking
Harambe.
By the way, still one of my favorite things ever on audio.
Oh my God. So good. So good. Good coffee sesh this morning. I like doing it outside better than being trapped here in my office.
Mm-hmm.
We got to do some knife throwing. Everybody gets to see my knife throwing skills.
I tweeted. Did you retweet that?
Oh, let me do it right now. My phone's charging. It almost died on me. I'll do it as soon as we get off. But people forget, when you guys watch this video, you're going to think I don't know what I'm doing. Here's my thing. Not enough people are using the handle end of the throwing knife to strike your assailant.
Yeah, well, not to kill them, but just to kind of like jar them.
Right. Like, that means back off, motherfucker. I got another one of these.
Yeah. Yeah. Guess what, pal? You thought that one hurt? Wait till I put a little more juice on it. That was the slider. I'm going to come with the heat this time.
Boom. Quit crying about the tooth I just knocked out of your head. I got another one here. You want the sharp end? Is that what you want?
Don't do the sharp end. You don't want him to do the sharp end.
I think if I was back in the wild, wild west days, I would have been a big knife thrower guy. Like Chavez and Young Guns.
Yeah.
I would have always, like, that would have been my preferred method to kill. I would shoot you if I had to, you know. But for the most part, I'm just throwing knives and taking dudes out.
Yeah. And you know what? I mean, I would have been, I think I like where you're going with this. I could see myself being Danny Trejo in the in that one movie with Antonio Banderas.
Machete?
No, I think it was even before that.
Oh, where he had the guitar case. Antonio
Banderas. Mister, can you teach me how to play the guitar? Can you teach me how to play the guitar?
Desperado.
Nice fucking call, buddy.
Damn, that's a good movie. Wasn't that a Quentin Tarantino movie?
No, it was a Michael. No, it was something. The Michael Rodriguez or Rodriguez.
Oh, yeah, the
Look Ramirez. At me, a fucking what a film buff.
Yeah.
Welcome to the film buff moment. Hello, I'm Sean, and I'll be your film buff today. Listen, it's not a big deal. I'm just really I'm into sound. I'm into different voices today. It's what it is. You know.
I tell you what, man.
Tell us what then.
Today is what? This is June. Is this June 17th? I don't have my phone.
Yep.
Yeah, June 17th. I see it on my computer.
Your birthday's in 2 days. Your birthday's in 1 day from this. Today's Thursday.
It's tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow. Hey, by the way, shout out. No free ads. Tough acting to Nactin, kid. Let's go.
Let's go. Spray down them peds, man.
Yeah.
You ever get a pedicure?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
It's awesome, bro.
What's it like?
It's fucking phenomenal, bro. You sit down in a comfy chair. Some of them hand you a cocktail. You put your feet. They come over, pick up your feet, put them in a hot little soapy bubble bath. They just hang out in there for a while and lay up while you sip your cocktail and talk shit with your girls. You know what I mean? And then they pull them out, give them a scrub down. Then they clean them up by each nail. You know, they do the full 9 yards. You even get the calf massage, which is, it's kind of like the cherry on top, as some would say.
Here's my thing, though. My feet are very sensitive. I can't, like.
Big ticklish.
People
ticklish
touch
kid.
My feet. I'm like, ooh. And then my whole body, it's like you send electrical shock through me.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I would be any good at it. I'm afraid when they touch it, I would jump in the chair or whatever. They think I'm a weirdo.
Hey, you know what? Listen, I understand it, but I think they've probably dealt with this issue. I don't think that, you know, having little bitch-ass sensitive feet is something new in there.
Yeah.
You know, I think that they probably have a specialist that deals with those that are extra sensitive feet.
I'm going to need somebody with some experience dealing with sensitive feet. I don't know who you got here. Maybe do a lineup like you did at the Bunny Ranch.
Uh-huh.
And just let me pick and maybe interview each one real quick. Like, what would you do if the minute you touch that foot, the guy jumped, like he was jumped, and then you're like, he's got extra sensitive feet. How do you adapt the pedicure from that point? And then depending on their answer, they get selected or not.
Yeah. So you might want to take it to a desk, get an assistant, maybe open an office up in there, really start doing interviews. You
maybe
know
we
I mean?
Could do it at a Starbucks. Maybe I'll get a little booth there to do my interviews like people do for jobs.
Yeah, you just invite them in and then talk to them about how they care for the needs of the sensitive foot.
Whose bit is that? Is that Chad Daniels?
Where I never heard it.
He goes, I think it's Chad Daniels. I hope, because I'm crediting you right now. Because Chad Daniels listens to every episode of this podcast.
Every single one. Well, he actually pays us every month to give him the episode early.
Right. So he has this bit where he's like... you know, you see those people like doing job interviews at your Starbucks when you're in there waiting to get a coffee, you know, and they're in there, they're just asking them the standard questions. He's like, I just want to slide in there one time. And when they're like, so why do you want to work at our company? Because I've always wanted to work at for a company that can't afford its own conference room.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Oh, man. He's really funny. I he's one of those guys that's like, we're in these clubs, man. And then COVID comes and washes us away.
I'll tell you what.
Damn it. By the way, it's last call on Southwest, $50 flights.
Uh-oh.
We know goddamn well it ain't last call, though. You know, 50% off of 50 days of fall travel. Fuck you right off, Southwest. We know that ain't true.
I can't wait till I can start using my Southwest credit card again. When I get paid down and I can start using it again and accumulating more points, it's going to be awesome.
Yeah. Can you accumulate points on those interests, on the interest payments?
If we can, I can fly to fucking China right now.
Let's go to Wuhan.
Let's
go. We got the vaccination.
What's
How
up?
About
Who's
that?
Got some bats? I don't need a bat sandwich.
Where's the bat restaurant, the bat sandwich barbecue spot? Hey, that's how we could hit it big, bro. We'll be the first vaccinated fuck faces to roll into Wuhan.
Ooh.
And if there's a diner next door to the lab, I'm going to go in out without a mask on.
I know.
We're going to find out how well this fucking vaccine works.
They probably already genetically engineered a mutated version just for American tourists that have been vaccinated.
Do you think that obviously since it leaked from the lab, the China virus, since it leaked from the lab, do you think that they have the instant cure and they only have that for people that, you know, like, all right, listen, if you get this, you fucking text this number. If you test positive, test this number. The guy will come out and he shows him in a black van, black suit, you know, black mask, nice. And fucking hits you with the phew, and then you're good.
Oh, I think, yeah, just with the blow, because they probably use the blow thing. So there's a guy just sitting in the jungle tree line there.
Yes.
And he sees you start to cough. And then hits you in the neck. And then like 24 hours later, you feel great.
You're good. You're back on your feet. And I think that honestly, you have to assume that's 100% true, because why? If they did this on purpose, let's say hypothetically this was a biochemical attack on the planet, even their own people, because China don't give a fuck. China will fry up their people like a fucking 6-pack of eggs, bro.
Yeah, they're expendable.
They don't give a fuck over there in China.
We got
plenty
of these things right here. We got billions of these people.
Yeah. Plus, we got too many dudes now. Not enough chicks. But that means that if it was hypothetically created in a lab and then leaked out or whatever, then fuck, they're not, China's smart. They're not going to unleash a fucking monster plague that they don't have the ability to make sure that they're safe from.
True. I just wish they would have shared it with us. Maybe.
Because if they had the coronavirus, bro, they've had it for years. That means that they know that they've had their own vaccines and shit.
I would think so. If they're making that shit in a lab, then you think they would also make like the cure for it, just in case, safety precaution. And what they need to do is start having two kinds of bats. They need to start breeding one bat that has the cure and one bat, you know, that has the virus. That way, how did the bat get the virus in the first place? Did it like, was it always in the lab and they didn't know it? It was like in a, their lab had a belfry where bats hung out.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then a bat came down and it ate a little bit of the
was it like a coronavirus pie that the bat snacked on?
Right, like a little petri dish, and it managed somehow this bat's really it uses because if you see them, they got little claws. Maybe it opened the petri dish and they just lapped it up.
Yeah,
and it got, you know, it doesn't get sick because it doesn't affect the bat, but it's a carrier now, and it gets out. So how about they just start injecting bats with the cure, and then they release those at the fresh bat market.
Hello, problem solver hotline. This is Todd.
We're eating vaccination.
You know what else? What if it was like they literally didn't mean to leak it from the Wuhan lab?
I don't.
Maybe the dude was walking with a tray of samples of coronavirus, you know, 1 through 19, you know, and he tripped and fell because someone didn't pick up the fucking squeegee. Fell. It was leaned up against the wall, but the squeegee stick, obviously, you know, it always slides down, hits the ground.
Yeah.
He doesn't see the squeegee stick, takes a dive. The fucking virus goes floating in the sky. A bat swoops down at the exact same time. Bing, bang, bada boom.
It was just the perfect storm.
A perfect storm.
He left the squeegee thing out there. Didn't put the little yellow sign, the foldable yellow sign that says that the floor is slippery.
Also, it says piso mojado.
Yeah.
Can't forget piso mojado.
Piso mojado.
which for those that don't know Spanish, it means wet floor.
Okay. I thought that was going to be Chinese. A lot of people in China speak Spanish.
Tons of them, dude. Chinese people are smart, bro.
I know. They speak so many languages.
They lap us in everything, bro. Mm-hmm. Except for the ground routine in women's gymnastics, which we have that sewn up. Thank you, Simone Biles.
Yes.
Thank you. Finally. Obviously, I've been frantically searching, and I finally found a facility with a strong coaching staff. And for me, the pommel horse training starts on Monday.
Nice.
I'm going to become America's next top Mexican pommel horse rider.
You've been talking about that forever.
You know how I feel about the pommel horse.
I mean, that was your dream. Ever since the first Olympics you saw on TV, Mary Lou Retton inspired you at a very young age. And you mm-hmm. were like, you were just telling everybody, one day that's going to be me, except yeah. I'm going to be a dude.
It's going to be me. I'm going to be a dude, though, and I'm going to be on the pommel horse. And guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to smoke weed before I go up on there.
Ooh.
And guess what else?
PED.
I use gravity. I don't need upper body strength. I have a new technique I'm working on.
Really?
A pommel. It's a fresh off the lot, brand new, leaked out of the Wuhan lab, fucking pommel horse technique. It's all about inertia, gravity, and physics, friends. Not muscle. That's for pussies.
What if we attached a series of cables and a harness to you, but we like movie magic did out
mm-hmm.
and showed you routine? Like, can we film that? Like, you're suspended.
If you make the ropes green, right?
Right. I mean, they do it in movies all the time. I mean, yeah. People aren't really flying.
Wait, so they're not really flying in movies?
Well, in the kung fu movies, they are.
Okay, like, I was about to say.
Like,
dude.
They whip out the sword and they can jump uh-huh. like a football field and then mm-hmm. whack and cut a dude in half. Those people really do that, obviously, but they're trained.
We almost had a real fucking sane, real moment here, and I was a little bit jarred.
Yeah, but in Superman, from what I've read, he was not really flying. At least in the new one. I don't know about the original. In the latest one with Henry Cavill, he was not really flying. That was just special effects, CGI stuff and cables. But so what if we
filmed? They're getting good at this shit.
Well, you know, they are. You can't even tell. What if we filmed that with you on a pommel horse where you're suspended and it looks like you can do anything you want?
Except because I can't fall off.
Well, we just.
I'm going to start off with this move. I'm going to start off with the plop, plop. Plop, how they do the, like, you're almost on your nutsack.
You scissor it.
Yeah, the scissor flop move.
Like a very and then talented I'm gonna lesbian.
Yes, and then I'm going to move into this move.
Uh-huh, where you rotate old, around.
Under the arms, you know, obviously.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to do the old swirl up to stand up to fucking handstand.
Nice.
Back in, into the porse, into the pommel, and then I'll do my dismount, obviously.
Love it.
And from what I understand, the coaches have seen my tapes from my when I used to have my own homemade pommel horse, and they're impressed with mostly my dismounting skills. They think I'm probably one of the more talented 42-year-olds to come into their class in quite some time.
Well, the level of difficulty in that routine alone guarantee. Mm-hmm. I mean, you have to really screw up to not get a 9.7.
Yeah. And you know me, I mean, I'm averaging 9.9s on a fucking, on a Charlie Horse Wednesday. You know?
I mean, you'd have to like dislocate your shoulder or something to get a 9.7 because the level of difficulty has never been that high.
And here's the thing is that even the shoulder thing won't really affect me because I watched Lethal Weapon when Riggs rammed his shoulder into a wall. And so I just have done that every single time I've ever dislocated my shoulder in my entire life. And that's probably been about 12 to 13 times.
Nice. Now, are you still going to do your routine on where the pommel horse is mounted on a pedestal in the middle of a pit of snakes? Were you still going to do that?
Well, we are working on the permits for the snakes. Mm. Right now, fire's looking easier. We got a pyro guy, so we might just do fire.
People are sensitive about animals and so.
My goal is to have a moat of gasoline, light it up, and then as I start to spin, I spit out firecrackers that I lit before, and then they're just sitting in my mouth waiting to be spit out
into the gas.
So it's going to be like, boom, 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 every time I fucking do the the crotch thing with the legs.
Yeah, it's like a miniature explosion every time that you, you switch legs, switch direction.
Switch, spit, boom.
Scissor, boom, scissor, boom. I love that move.
Thank you.
Now we're talking, I mean, you might get the first 10.5.
Well, listen, I can't sit here and tell you that I haven't been, you know, shielding calls from Vegas, from the Vegas Strip all day. All these shows are trying to get me to come commit, and they're throwing around some very hefty numbers. I mean, we're talking $200 and $300 a show.
Wow. $200 to $300 a show.
Three shows a week. Come on, guys. I'm basically fucking rich.
I mean, that's almost $900.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Wow. That could change everything.
That could be it all, bro. That could be it all. $200, even $200 a show, dude, three shows a week, that's $600. You times that times four, it's $2,400 after taxes, after rent and food. I'm going to be walking.
Damn.
$13, $14 cash a week. Cash. Hard cash.
You know what you could do once you get that going on?
What's that?
You could get a moped.
Good idea.
Think about that.
Hold on.
A Gorelli.
I can't even. I hope that we can just pause this podcast to give me time to really reflect on the idea that I could be pulling in after taxes and bills $14 a month and riding on a moped.
I mean,
give me Jesus. A fuck. Let's take a break.
Okay, we're back.
We're back.
Wow, we just had
telling
to,
you man, what
that was a lot to take on right there. My
everybody, go ahead and get in a single file line.
Sorry, that's my part-time job.
It's line director.
I can't get into that. Oh, man. I'll tell you what. I'm just saying, man. Here's the deal. Okay? Guess what that is? Guess what that is? That's fucking opportunity, Todd.
It's knocking.
And you know what else? Guess what I'm going to do? Take a...
What?
Opening the door, buddy. That was a door effect. Same one we used in the sketch.
Sweet door effect.
That was the same one in the sketch we used earlier. And I probably could have did a better research for a better sound effect. You know, I mean, listen, I'm not saying that. I think that my success in the entertainment world in Vegas is starting to cloud my judgment as far as sound effects go for our skits.
I think so. But, you know, you've been a lot clearer minded when it comes to those things lately. And I think it's probably just because of your lack of food waste.
Yeah.
In recent weeks.
It's just I'm just built up. I got way more energy, man. So this is where it's coming from, bro.
I think so. You know, you're dealing with pre-measured ingredients now and mouth-watering seasonal recipes delivered right to your door.
Yeah.
I mean, you've been skipping trips to the grocery store, which, you know, is a real time saver and allows you to focus on your pommel horse training like never before. And everybody else, you know, that's maybe thinking about tackling new things like this, you need to free up some time. But yet you still want to eat well and control your own food waste. You just start thinking about HelloFresh. I mean, they make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. And that's why it's America's number one meal kit.
It is. And I'm going to be honest, it's just one of those things, you know, where you can enjoy a wide variety of easy, delicious options for all three meals a day, plus every snack and special treat in between within the HelloFresh market. That's what we're talking about here. We're saving time. We're keeping it healthy. And you know what else? It's not just the meals. We got snacks. Okay? We have special treats, Todd.
They do have special treats. And you get a better value, you know? HelloFresh is like 28% cheaper than shopping at your local grocery store and 72% cheaper than a restaurant meal without sacrificing the quality. Have you ever eaten at a restaurant? It's outrageously priced.
And you know what else is the best part? When you don't have to worry about being at the grocery store, you know, and you don't have to hear all that crap at the store you always hear.
Meat, pick up line seven.
You know, they always have the feedback when you're walking through the produce, and it's just like always like,
Janice, please come to the counters. Janice, come to register.
You don't have to hear all that when you do HelloFresh, Todd.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. I mean, you're preaching to the choir here. I used to, you know, used to say goodbye fresh because fresh was not in my life. I was eating everything that wasn't fresh. Mm-hmm. And now I'm saying hello to fresh with HelloFresh.
Yeah. Freshness.
It offers me the flexibility that I need to easily customize my order on the app within minutes, not hours, minutes. Easily changed my delivery day. I could change my food preferences, plan for the size of meal that I want, or I could skip a week. I could skip a week whenever I need, and it doesn't screw up my plan.
No, it doesn't. And you know what? Look, you guys know who I am. Hey, guys, seriously, all bullshit aside, it's me, the $20 chef, okay? I'm the $20 chef. I have 400-plus episodes of cooking, and I'm going to tell you right now, I always, and I mean always, jump at the chance to use HelloFresh. I have those busy weeknights. We're doing podcasts. We're doing Patreon live cook-alongs. You know, we're doing coffee sessions. We're doing video content. We're on location tailgating. I got a busy schedule, and that's what I love. I love cooking. You know me, the $20 chef. I love this. I love saving time. I love cutting the corners, but in the right places where you really don't need it. We're trimming fat in our lives. That's what I do, and that's why I love HelloFresh. You know what
I
mean,
Todd? I'm also trimming fat on my belly. And here's what the listeners are thinking right now. This is what they're thinking to themselves right now. But Sean and Todd, you know, I just don't want to go blindly into something that I'm going to pay a good amount of money for, and I don't even know if I'm going to like it. Well, here's the deal. Don't fret. If you go to HelloFresh.com/GunsBlazing12 right now, that's HelloFresh.com/GunsBlazing12, the number's 12, and you use the code GunsBlazing12, you get 12 free meals, including free shipping. There's no hook where they're like, yeah, but we're going to freaking charge you $50 for shipping. No, 12 free meals, including free shipping.
Todd, did you just say 12 free meals?
It's a 12 for 12. 12 free meals.
What is this, some kind of stick up?
We know you're in there. Come out with your hands up. You can't be giving away that much free meals, even if it is HelloFresh.
It sounds too good to be true, but listen, it is 12 free meals, including free shipping. All you got to do is go to HelloFresh.com/GunsBlazing12 and use code GunsBlazing12 at checkout. Damn, I tell you what, it's highly, highly recommended by us to you to give us a try, because I think you're going to love it. This is America's number one meal kit for a reason, cuz.
And that's what we're doing. Just did you tell them where to go, though? Did you tell them where to go?
I mean, are you maybe sure? I forgot. So
tell them again.
If you guys want to take advantage of this 12 free meals plus free shipping deal that's available only to our listeners, you need to go to HelloFresh.com/GunsBlazing12. That's the numbers 12 after the words guns blazing. Then at checkout, you enter the promo code GunsBlazing12. Boom.
I'm telling you what. Easy. And if I can request one meal, I'm telling you right now, firecracker meatballs for the win with the roasted green beans and the jasmine rice. Get off my sack.
Are you kidding me? Yeah. I mean,
that's it.
The creative titles, too. Right there. Boom. If that, think of it like Netflix. I pick by the title. Boom. That sounds like a great title. Look at that freaking,
there it is.
The movie poster. Boom.
Yeah.
I like what you did with the cover image. Bam, I'm taking it.
Yep.
To go through there, that one grabs you. Firecracker meatballs.
I'm telling you what.
That was also my nickname in high school.
It sure was, and guess what? That's because Todd was chubby, but he didn't take no shit. They call it a firecracker meatball. And you could get the firecracker meatball for free. Just go to HelloFresh.com/GunsBlazing12. That's all you got to do.
You get you 11 other free meals while you're at it.
I mean, I'm telling you, what are we doing here? Giving away the house.
Dude.
Hey, here's the house. Hey, guys, how about this? Just come sign the deed and you can take it.
We're giving it away.
God damn it. You know what I made for this episode? I made man, I'm telling you, I'll butt fuck the entire Starbucks development team, bro. I am a barista at my house, dude.
Those baristas can't hold a candle to your barista skills.
Thank you, bro. Thank you. And what I do is this. I get a little bit of milk. You know, I put it in a little microwave safe container.
Oh.
All right. And I toss it in there and I toss in my sugar with the milk. Okay.
Oh, sugary milk.
Yes. And then I go ahead and warm that up for about 40 seconds. I let it get good and fucking bubbling hot. And then I get my little frother out. which I bought on Amazon for $12. Okay.
It sounds like this.
Uh-huh. There it is. Okay. Yeah, froth the fuck out of it. And with my Keurig coffee, I actually bought some new espresso after making my French press, but I did not do that this morning. Oh. This morning I just went with the Keurig in the coffee cup, and then I took my frothed up sugar milk and I dumped it in there, and it looked like a fucking latte. It was fluffy and light, and it looked like the shit you order at Starbucks. Except guess what? It wasn't $36.50, Todd.
I'm going to try this. Hey, do you remember that coffee when we lived together? You always had that you
Bustelo.
Yes.
I just bought
some. They have the K-Caps for that now. I saw them at Kroger.
Uh-huh.
I got
the French press. I love it because it might be a little more work up front, which is really not. But you don't have to keep fucking with the cups. You just get, you know, you put five scoop, you know, heaping scoops into your Bustelo from your little tin can that will always and conveniently become a pen holder at some point.
Oh, you know what I mean? The cans are so cool looking. They got the Mexican colors.
Everything. I have like three of them as pen holders. Damn. And, you know, you put five heaping scoops in your French press. You steam your water. I mean, you boil your water real quick in your little fucking little kettle. All right. You pour it into your French press once it boils. You give it a good stirring. Let it settle a little bit. Put your little thingy on top. Push down. Fucking bango. You got yourself some delicious ass coffee, friends.
Here's my thing. I'm scared to spoil my palate with really great coffee because then I won't be able to tolerate hotel or gas station coffee ever again.
You know what? Do you have a strong case there? But I figured as a cop, you've had the shittiest of the shitty coffee. Like
I have.
So I figured, you know, you could treat yourself at home. You could still handle the other bullshit. But when you're at the house, okay?
Treat yourself. That's what you're saying. Treat yourself.
Treat yourself. Treat yourself. Treat yourself.
Treat yourself.
That's whatever I said to the third girl whoever decided to blow me. I said, treat yourself. Just kidding. I never said that. But it sure is funny. That would be funny as fuck. I'm going to say that next time. Okay, I think my lady's daughter's upstairs. I think she's working from home today, but I know that I better not say some dumb shit that I don't want her to catch. You know, like this whole kid and mom thing.
Sure. She's like, I don't want to hear about my future stepdad.
I don't need him saying things like, next time him is my mother intimate, he yells out, treat yourself.
I'm going to try that next time. Yep, next time I have sex,
hit your lady
I'm
with gonna
that. Roll over and I'm just going to lay back.
Point
I'm
down
put an
it.
Extra pillow under my head.
Yeah.
And point back, and I'm going to be like, treat yourself.
Treat yourself, you know, and you got to do the full hand point down like this.
Uh huh.
Not like the fucking wrestling thing. Just a nice, you know, kind of like a valet guy would point to the bathroom this way.
Treat yourself.
Treat yourself. You know, and you got to really believe it. You got to really buy into this philosophy that you're really giving them a little treat. It's on you. It's on the house.
Yeah.
How? On the house. OTH, kid.
I mean, how often do you get an average, very average penis?
I know. Come on.
You're welcome.
You could be out there touching awesome ones, but you chose to touch this a below average to average one.
Let's go. This is a C minus penis right here.
C minus, just barely passing.
It graduated high school with a 2.0.
Let's go. But luckily you sat in a fucking radar truck for a couple of years and it straightened out all of the things that were wrong with you in your brain.
True.
The cellular tower radar radiation truck you were in there for a while.
The RF frequency going through my brain.
Yep.
My body constantly.
And guess what you would do? You'd still come home, look down, point at it and say, hey, treat yourself.
Treat yourself.
You're sometimes going to whisper it. Maybe that could be a pickup line for single guys in the club. Listen, I'm out of the game. Okay. I'm happily out of the game. I don't miss it, but this is the deal. Mm-hmm. You do always have a little bit of glory whenever an actual pickup line worked of some sort. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
And I think if you walk up and you're just kind of like, hey, how's it going? Listen, come here. You want to treat yourself? I'm going to hook you up. Listen, this is like walking in a Louis Vuitton store and getting a couple of fucking wallets on the arm, you know?
This is what I want every guy to do that's listening to this show right now. If you're single, next time you're at the bar and there's a girl there that you're interested in speaking with and taking home or whatever eventually, then I want you to just casually walk up behind her, get your mouth very close to the back of her ear and just whisper, treat yourself.
Yeah.
She's going to love it.
It's not going to be, she won't think it's creepy. No, I promise you that.
She won't think that's creepy at all.
Not even a little bit. And what's probably going to happen is she might fuck around and end up giving you the account number and the routing number.
Ooh.
Full rowdy. Get me to rowdy. Hit me with the rowdy.
Set me up for a direct deposit.
We're looking for fucking reoccurring payments.
What? Damn.
I'm going to need you guys to go ahead and put your account number and your routing number on a piece of paper and send it.
Okay, you know, maybe I was getting a little, I really didn't need to use a bullhorn on that one. It really didn't fit, but I'm bullying it in. I'm sorry, Todd.
But you're in a bar. There's going to be a lot of noise in there.
Ooh, you can always walk into the bar with the bullhorn. Oh. You can go right in between the songs when it goes low. You can just be like,
hey, DJ, hold on before you play the next track there, buddy. Attention, ladies in this bar. If anybody wants to treat themselves, I ain't wearing no underwear. And I'll be out back in the alley. See you in five. Don't fight.
You know what I mean?
That's going to work every time.
You know, I know my lady will listen to the podcast. And she's not here right now because she took her son to college orientation day. Like, he went to go check out the campus and like a welcome thing for,
Yeah. I remember those days.
So I can really yell out some dumb shit on the bullhorn this afternoon, Todd.
Nice.
And I got a 99% chance it's not going to come back to me.
Maybe 97.
You're right. But you know what? Listen. It's a fine line, this entertainment game. And again, we said it once, we'll say it again, Todd. I didn't choose entertainment. Entertainment chose me.
Mm-hmm. That's what happens.
You know?
I remember when I took Bailey on his college orientation, and his mom and I, and we're walking through Ball State or whatever, and then we go to see the place that he lives, and we had to go get him some stuff, some supplies or whatever. Yeah,
the classic Target run for the dorm room.
Target run, so we're getting some sheets, and he wants the really high thread count sheets. And his mom's kind of frugal. You know, she's a little on the cheaper side. So she's like, no, you don't need that. It's college. What? And he goes, it's going to be, if I wash these things like 2-3 times a week, those are going to fall apart. And she's like, do you really think you're going to be washing your sheets 2-3 times a week? And he goes, if college goes right.
And I was like, oh. Fucking Bailey, dude. Shazard.
I think he's going to come to the Patreon party. I think.
Awesome, maybe. Bro. Tell him we need a producer to live stream the YouTube and then get us 2 million quick followers. Not a big deal.
Yeah.
Or just two. Just two followers. I'll be okay with that.
Just two followers.
No, just would kidding. He'll be there hanging out with us, chilling out. You know, we're putting him to work, though. Let him know he's going to be probably doing trash or something. I mean, he's your son.
That kid in Flip Cup is unbelievable. A savant.
Really?
I've never seen him have to flip a cup a second time.
Really?
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
That is wild, man. You should become the flip cup champ of the world.
If you're a Patreon member and you're going to be at the backyard party, you want on Bailey's team. You make him your anchor.
Yeah, we'll know who's listening to these episodes because you're going to be looking to get Bailey on your squad. And if people don't know what that means they didn't listen to episode 55 or 858 or whatever this is.
And then we'll know.
And then we'll know. And then we'll still be thankful because you're a part of the Patreon program.
Yeah, we love everybody. We love the people that are operating 12, 14 episodes behind. We still love you. We know you're busy and you got a lot of other podcasts to listen to.
It's not your fault we crank out so much content.
I mean, let's go. 2 a week. Who else is doing that? Nobody. I think we're the only podcast out there putting out 2 a week.
I will say 1 a week is kind of lazy. Like, come on, guy. What are we doing?
Come on, guy. If you're a research-heavy podcast, I get it.
Yeah.
But if you're just shooting the shit.
If you're just a fucko. Fence, if there's no prep involved.
Right.
And you have somebody that like Todd that actually will post a shit to all the audio stuff. Then you're just being an asshole.
Bim, bam, boom.
Boom. Do your deep, not so loud, but a deep boom, but not into the mic, like kind of off to the side. Let's hear a good deep, like a Semtex went off about, you know, 30, 40 clicks.
How loud do I need to be?
One
person's sleeping.
Yeah, it's background boom. Like, can I want me to start?
Boom. Like that. Good.
See, that was more of a scarier boom to me. I was thinking more of a
boom.
Boom.
Oh, like a party boom. Boom.
Sounds like a bomb went off in there. Yeah, one just did. I had a bit. Bomb. I can never get that bit off. I've only used it a couple times, but it was, I don't know if I can resurrect it, but I was trying to use a bit where, what if it sounded like a gun, like a shotgun round went off every time you busted a nut, you know? And then you just fucking show like some people crawling through the hotel, like, it's a goddamn war zone in here. Get down, Nancy. Coo, 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 coo. Just a fucking street sweeper shotgun just doing work. Jack 10 coming in fully auto.
If you could. All right, let's say it's full John Wick time. Someone comes in, breaks into your house, sneaks up behind you, knocks you unconscious. God forbid, hurts Ari, your dog. It's a full John Wick situation.
Mm-hmm.
And it's time for you to go get revenge on this entire Eastern European mafia network.
Okay.
What, you mean you go to your secret under the floorboard, you know, safe that holds everything that you, all your tools that you used to work with back when you were in the game, because you're retired now and you're coming out full John Wick situation. I'm back. Yeah, I'm thinking I'm back. You're in that mode. When you go to that floor safe and you open it up, what do I find inside that floor safe?
Well, number one thing you're going to find are two Japanese swords, the same ones that Uma Thurman got from her fucking sensei.
Ooh,
that's like two. And then,
the katana blade?
Yeah, two of them, though. Like two of the best ones ever. They're like $200,000 a piece.
Nice.
Because this is what basically happens whenever I get upset. This is what you hear. If you're a blind guy hanging out in a room where I'm fighting.
Mm-hmm. This is a blind guy present at your fight.
That's me grunting.
Did you do a high-pitched grunt?
You hear me?
Oh.
I was fighting a female ninja.
Man.
So, I mean, listen, that was live footage, actually, from... That's why I had the opportunity. When this topic came up, I was like, wow, this is going to be awkward because I have actual sound effects from when I actually got in sword fight.
Yeah, you wore your lav mic the entire fight.
I was lavved up.
Mm-hmm. Got the whole thing.
Have class. Have some class.
So you have two katana swords in there. What else can we find? In you, that's floor safe.
Okay, floor safe. Obviously, you're gonna have a couple of flashbangs, one of those chest belts with the grenades on it, and some shotgun rounds.
Oh,
I'm definitely, obviously, for close range, I'm gonna have a fucking Jack 10 shotty. You know, you're still gonna get a tighter split, you know, a tighter pellet spread on it, but it's still great for indoors. You're still gonna get a good strong spread, but that's, you know, the tighter spread's gonna give you longer distance. You know, you can shoot an extra 10, 15 feet out.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, I'm going to come in probably with a Mac 10 of some sort with a Raider stock on it. You know, obviously for stability of recoil. You know, I'm not sure. It depends. I could roll out with a P90. You know, maybe I'll go out with a Bison. Strong chance I go with the Krig 6 or just an X4 machine gun.
Nice.
Then I'm, you know, I'm going to have some obviously a couple of Teflon jackets. You know, you're going to have the fucking bulletproof gear in there. Some rope in a bag because you just never know. You know what I mean?
Who don't have rope
in a bag? And my biggest dream of all time, which I will have in there, will be about 10 to 15 passports from different countries and currency to move with it.
Yeah, currency from all over the world. Every exchange market, you have currency for that.
I'll have $20,000 in big bills in an envelope, rubber banded to said passport. You know what I mean?
I will have $150,000 blocked off in every currency of the world.
Oh, wow. That's a lot.
Also,
it's a big trunk.
Beyond that, well, it covers my entire floor. So I have access panels in every room of the house. It's my entire crawl space.
I'll also have a bottle of Pappy Van Winkle in there.
Oh, great call. I'm going to have $150,000 in Monopoly currency in case I want to play. You know, you never know when a game's going to break out.
Yes.
While you're on the run.
Yeah, you know what? You're not in a bad move. That's not a bad move right there. I'm going to have a hard drive with some Bitcoins on it.
Oh, yeah. For sure. You got to have cryptocurrency.
Yeah, if you ain't got no crypto, you a bitch, though. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Straight up and down, homie.
I'm going to also have in there, I think... I like the bandolier of grenades you're talking about.
Thank you. Bandolier, great word.
I think I will keep the throwing grenades, the hand grenades, around a belt around my waist. In the bandolier, I just have the grenade shells for my grenade launcher. I'm going to have the MR2 or whatever it is. I get rusty on my nomenclature. But the M16 with the shortened stock, but it has a grenade launcher under the barrel.
Yeah, yeah.
That thing.
Now, that is going to – that will
sound like this.
It's the best. You get a nice parabola going. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
The fucking thing's floating through. Boom! You know what I mean? I locked right in on two clicks. Also, you got to have at least one RPG. I mean, for your drop down, end of the fucking, end of the road battle, you're on your last leg. What's that? That fucking fight, the guy on his foot or whatever, the battle of the whatever the fuck, right?
Well, what happens is, like, you've taken out the 200, you know, henchmen. You've taken out basically everybody that works for this guy. And you thought he was, when you blew up that building, you thought he was dead. But what happened was he got out. And now they're always in a helicopter. On the last scene, they're always in a helicopter. And you're going to need something to take a helicopter out. What better to take a helicopter out with than an RPG?
Yeah. And you know what? I might even have to go with the fucking Pila because it locks on. You know, we're talking heat seeking with the RPG. You're looking at, you better have some damn good aim because, you know, the RPG is it's a powerful quick hitter, but it's not known for its accuracy, you know, for not locking on. But the Pila, forget about it. They're locking in there and it's lightweight. It's, you know what I mean?
But I like this. I just use RPG for the sound because it's got that.
You know what else I like? I like the RPG indoors. You know, like if I'm pinned down upstairs, they're trying to fucking, all right, you know, they're going to go with the push. They're pushing me up the stairs, a team of guys. Mm-hmm. Guess what, gentlemen? A little surprise for everybody. A little thing called the RPG, kid.
Oh, and dumb.
And I'm not dumb enough to make sure to shoot it backwards on accident.
Yeah, and if you want to chase me upstairs, good luck, because also in my floor is safe. I have like 50 claymores.
And a couple of proxy mines.
Nice. I just set those up with little trip wires, and you chase me up the stairs. Ding! And that guy gives that look right away, like, uh-oh. And then, uh-oh.
That's it. And then
takes three or four
ship.
Of you out right there.
Again, if you guys think you're coming at us, you're out of your fucking mind, dude. Mm. We have boxes with stuff in it.
Try us.
Try us.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm just tired, man.
Oh, also, probably 7, if not 8 pairs of sunglasses, because I lose them often.
Good point, dude.
I'm always
a couple of those round hats, you know, those tactical bucket hats.
Probably Bush covers.
A few fresh pairs of socks.
Yeah,
you know, definitely. you know,
footies and ankle highs.
Yep. You're gonna need the boots up top, up low.
The crew.
Do the combat flip flops. So those are the thing. I mean, when is Croc gonna step it up and go stainless steel Croc, dude? Steel toe Croc. I mean, come on, guy. I'm driving forklifts here. I want to wear flip-flops of some sort. I need a breeze on my toes. What? I got some fucking tough actin' tenactin that's trying to get the smell out.
Dude, you just had a great thought. What if you had the open-toe flip-flops, right? With just, you know, the little thing that goes in between the big toe and the other toe next to it? Mm-hmm. But then if you just put something that gripped around the back of my ankle, it wouldn't flop. It would, you know what I mean? I wouldn't get that.
Well,
every
time
I step, because I've got to be stealthy. You got to be stealthy when you're in combat. We just need to silence the flip flop.
Well, that's why I'm looking for more of a Croc or a Keen style bulletproof steel toe sandal.
Oh, you got to have steel toe. Forgot about that.
Yeah, you got to get the steel toe in there. Now, the flip flop, I believe, was to help slow down fast people.
Yeah.
It's a it's like a governor, if you will.
Well, and it was, you know, this was, you're talking your Asian countries where, you know, when things popped off, you fought barefoot. So you just wanted to be able to flip them off real quick.
Yeah. Like, and then you were goners, you know, off foot, on foot, barefoot. Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to kick you in your face.
But I will say this, all joking aside, the Keen sandal is the most durable all-around all-weather shoe a man can wear. I can hike in those. I can go and I can walk in the bottom where the waterfall drops down at the bottom of the hike. I got traction for the hills. Can I go in the ocean with them? If I go to jail, I can still wear them and I won't get athlete's foot there. You know what I mean? When I'm sharing the shower with 30 other low budget criminals. You know what I mean? Mm,
yeah. I'm trying to condition my feet to where I no longer need shoes.
Oh,
I'm trying to toughen them up. You know, like I said, they're sensitive. I think what I need to do is just hire someone to come over and just like, I don't know, like smack them with bamboo, just constantly beat the bottom of my feet until they're like numb and calloused enough that they're almost like the soles of shoes. That's what I need, because I don't like wearing shoes. If I could be barefoot all the time, that's me.
Now, didn't years of kicking rocks help you? Like, you were a mean ass rock kicker. Is this where your obsession with being the barefoot, you know, sole guy comes from?
Yeah. But the problem is I stopped at like 12.
Mm.
My shit got soft.
Because when you come from in Shelbyville, Indiana, when your parents told you to go kick rocks, kid, you guys actually went out and kicked those rocks and you did it barefoot.
We kept a little pile in the backyard. Every kid did. And that's, you know, that was your recreation time. You just went out and you would kick rocks off the pile in one direction until it formed a new pile. And then you would go back and kick those pile of rocks in the other direction and replace the pile that was there before. You just kept moving it. It's like prison, where you just move the rocks from one pile to another.
Yep. Were kicking them. Also, to divert here, I think I was at your birthday last year. I feel like I had sent, I didn't put the right address in. I think I didn't change it to yours and it went to mine. So I think I treated myself to your birthday present, never resent you yours. Mm. But I'm going to show you what it was. This is what you were supposed to get.
Okay, great. Can't wait. This is my birthday present that I never got because Sean shipped it to himself and he's been enjoying it for the last 12 months. So I can't wait to see what this is.
Here we go.
Uh-oh. Here's the big reveal.
So I saw this and I go, wow, you know, Todd likes to clean and get into the cracks and crevices of things from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
It was a set of these brushes that fit on your power drill.
Oh.
Look at this.
Oh, look at the buffer pad.
There we go. Look at this.
You can get a shoe shine buffer pad.
That's what I'm talking about. It's a scrub brush. Think about like the ones you wash the dishes with, but a little bit more heavy duty.
Mm-hmm.
Like the long one that's kind of like a firework went off, right? But they only stopped about 12 to 15 feet out from itself.
It looks like the ones in the car wash that come up on your hood.
Yep. So I gotta still send these to you.
Maybe I'm gonna run get on the bottom of my feet.
Good idea. The fucking get off all the. Well, you can smoothen it. Maybe it'll smooth out all that hard. You know, so you can even get better callous feet to kick more rocks and shit.
Nice.
Tickles. You ain't gonna handle this.
It tickles
too
much.
Tickled. Yeah.
Maybe I can get more coarse ones.
I feel like this was the type of shit that the guy that decided one day that he could eat corn on the cob off a drill and then all his teeth went flying.
Oh, yeah.
How about that? I wonder how that guy's teeth are doing.
Video of all time.
Oh, my fucking teeth are gone, bro. Well, that's how you don't eat corn. I think if you do some dumb shit like that and you still, if there was a good strong catch 22 that you like the girl who got the Gorilla Glue in her hair. Now she's got like a fucking whole line of stuff. Somebody famous swooped in, hooked her up, helped her out, sent a lending hand like a really awesome person. And now this chick is off and ruddy, got a new hairstyle, a whole new life.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because she accidentally did a disastrous thing by accidentally fucking trying to comb her hair with Gorilla Glue.
Nice. Hey, what if I got a new attachment for that drill thing that you have? Well, so what if we get one that's like a little, it's like, I don't know, 10 times.
It came
times.
With three or four of these.
Does it have one that's like a giant thick Q-tip thing for wiping? Like after I go take a crap, I just put the drill in there and I just kind of like bore it out with a Q-tip.
Like a one-time use cover.
Yeah.
Come in. Let's see here.
Let me get my cable. Let me get my cable here. You come in around to the ass.
Yes.
Yeah. Get all of it.
And then
you're on to something.
And then you just spin it in the opposite direction, hold it down, then it drops out. You know,
that's a pretty good torque. That's some good, side note here on this sales pitch. That's a good torque. Cause my ass was burning. My ass cheek was burning up from that demonstration.
Yeah, it will. But you imagine that was just nothing but cotton. Probably feel pretty good.
You know, when people ask me, what's it like to live with your lady? Cause they never live with somebody. Huh? I'll say, let me explain how it works. One day you're going to have like a whole thing of clear tax, right? Like right. You got a bunch of clear tax.
Mm-hmm.
You got them in your little buddy here.
You never know when you're going to need to stick something on the corkboard.
Yeah, nice safe lid on it, you know. Well, one day somehow, one of those little clear tacks are going to fly off onto your lightly colored carpet.
Mm. And now they're invisible.
And it's invisible down there, but somehow, in some way, your lady, the first thing when she walks in, she bends over and picks it up and goes, what's this? I'm like, how in the flying fuck did you find that?
It's clear and it's on light carpet. How did you see that? She's like an eagle. Fuck?
That's what it's like.
She's like an eagle that can be hovering almost 1,000 feet in the air and then see a fucking mouse pop its head out from under a rock. And she's like,
by the way, we almost sounded like we do voiceover for the Dolby digital speakers at the beginning of the movies.
Mm.
Like when it finally goes.
Send us a contract.
Also, this is my impression of a bird that's a negotiating sergeant doing negotiations in a hostage situation. What are you gonna do?
You're gonna have to bring that microphone, the megaphone to Des Moines.
I think so, dude.
Like hide it somehow, put it in a box, set up a little box. They'll think you're gonna do a merch pitch at the end of the show. Instead, you pull out a megaphone and you just fucking start doing. You have to come up with a series of different situations where it's a hostage negotiation standoff. You could do that one with them, dude. That would fucking crush.
Also, I feel like we need, when we start having, we have some guests. I talked to Chef Master Chef Season 7 winner, Sean O'Neill, yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
He would like to come on the podcast.
Nice.
But I think that we should now, I love the idea of us discussing what's in our tactical, you know, our box, our mm-hmm. fucking death, our DEFCON, whatever the final one is, box.
Right.
I would love to hear what other people have in their box.
Oh, yeah. That would be cool. Are people like, wouldn't it be not, yeah. though?
But that's what we can just start asking. We have to ask every single one every time. By the way, I forgot how to open this knife clip, so that's hilarious. But anyways, yeah, I mean, I think that's a good idea.
Are we talking about what they would keep in their floor safe in a John Wick situation?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, let's ask every single guest that. It would be interesting
that's
to see
what we need to ask them.
How prepared mentally they are for that situation or not. Mm-hmm.
Because I pounded the first couple of seasons of Preppers right away. I knocked them out the box. Because I would listen, there's something inside of me as a man. Now, financially, I just can't make it possible unless I'm about to go get a fucking start a small power washing business and end up getting a few trucks and some guys running, you know, for me.
Which I'm thinking about doing.
Which we are pandering, possibly working with. But unless I can do that and I can finance a $200,000 fucking operation where I can, you know, get some bulldozers out there, you know, get the dozer out there, dig it up, get the 18-wheeler to drop off my fucking 80,000-gallon drum down into the ground, get the tunnel up to the sky, you know what I mean? Bury the thing, decorate it.
Yeah, get internet.
I don't have the money right now. I'm a little short on that. But I do have the urge to want that. Like if I was a billionaire, I have a bomb shelter in every property I own just in case if it pops off when I'm there.
Absolutely.
Camp
also,
David.
It could have parties down there.
And parties. Because, I mean, at a certain point of not using it, you're going to have to fucking have your prepper parties. You know, it's like
I might even Airbnb it out just to, you know, help recover the costs.
Yeah. Good idea. Because
at some point you're like, all right, this shit ain't popping off. Okay. Right. Let's Airbnb the bomb shelter. That's what it's going to be. It's going to be the air and bomb shelter.com. Mm, Airbnbs. Airbnbs.
It's only rentable bomb shelters.
Yes, dude.
Dude, that would take over.
Is there a safer place to fucking stay? If the shit pops off, guess who's ready? You are, because you can Airbnbs.com, bro.
Are you hungry? Airbnb. There's 700 cans of beans in this motherfucker. Look on the back shelf.
Black, lima, fucking black eyed pea, refried, refried black, refried regular, pinto, fucking what else? A lot of them.
Do you have any protein? Yes. I just told you. We have beans, 700 cans of it.
Hello.
Also, there's some sardines on the bottom shelf if you look behind the dynamite.
Beef jerky. And yeah, the dynamite right by the beef jerky. We got pounds of teriyaki, spicy teriyaki, and also buffalo wing, and also cracked pepper from Long Beach Jerky Company.
Let's go.
LBJerkyCo.com.
I would fill my bomb shelter with Long Beach Jerky, man.
I'd fill my bomb shelter, half of it, with weed at least.
You got a story.
Weed and wine, dude. I mean, the cocaine, you don't want to do that because you'll end up digging up the whole thing. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't want to dig up your own bomb shelter from the inside. That can't be good.
No. You want to chill. You want to chill. When you're in a bomb shelter, I mean, it shit's popping off above ground. You need to chill. Now, you don't want extra energy.
Okay. Now, I'm going to tie back in one of our previous inventions that we were hoping on. But now I'm going to advance the technology.
Okay.
Now, what we wanted was some sort of apparatus that could be, you know, that was housed in some sort of metal that can reach sun temperatures. It can shoot out from space onto the earth and go right into the ground like it's fucking pudding.
Correct.
You know, and then just move right through the planet, right to the other side, making us basically having a fucking hole right through the middle. Now, same technology, but it sits underground. And when it's time to go, it's got some tank wheels on it.
Mm.
And when it's time to burrow and go, your whole fucking bunker is now basically a ground submarine.
I love that.
Boom!
Just constantly drilling new tunnels.
Yep. Later, like a tremor. Like, remember the tremors with
Kevin
Bacon? You're
like a mole. You're like what you yes. do. You're a mole, except you're armored and you have a little apartment that's on tank tracks.
And I got a full room of awesome weed. And obviously, as a lot of you know, I have been doing my research. I am studying the effects of aged weed on as far as the high is concerned. And I'm much more satisfied with an older weed that gives me a better frame of reference of my thoughts being organized and creative. And the newer stuff, I get more like, dur, 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 dur. But the older stuff, kind of like a man, Todd, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, you can vacuum pack it now where you suck all the air out of there. And it'll keep for a good while, I would imagine.
Yeah, but the problem with that is that you're keeping the wine new now. You're keeping the weed new. Mm. Now, when you want to age it, you want some oxygen. You want the carcinogens of the atmosphere. I don't even know if that's the right word, but if you say it with confidence, again, if you've learned anything on this podcast, all you got to do is say something with conviction. And guess what? Is it true? Ding, 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 ding.
You're goddamn
right. Judges, you're right.
Mm, great point. All this tunneling talk about the future and John Wicking ourselves out of trouble. It's got me wanting to pee. I have to pee really, really badly.
All right. Well,
I think we're at a good ending point here. We've done our mission. This is legendary. This is innovative shit. No one else is doing this, by the way. Just go through the podcast catalog on your favorite podcast app.
Uh-huh.
No one is offering as much information per minute.
Nobody.
Than Guns Blazing Podcast.
I dare you. And I mean dare. I dare you. Oop, I got to get out of here, Todd. That's Elon Musk.
All right, brother. Tell him I said hello.
That's my special ringtone for him. So I know I have it like a kind of a Sesame Street slower track for him because.
Love it.
I got to slow down. This guy's coming at me like a fucking asteroid. You know what I mean?
It's perfect. It's
slow it down with the ringtone.
All right, brother. We'll create something cool with that, dude. I will talk to you in a little bit. Love you.
Love you, buddy. Hey, guys, thanks a lot. Go subscribe to our stuff.
YouTube.